You're listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
July 23rd, 2019, by this time tomorrow evening, 24 hours from now, we will know what Robert Mueller had to say as he made two appearances in front of Congress, as the Democrats were insisting he come back and speak and talk about his report. And yet the very day he delivered the report and stood there and made his statement, he said, "That's it. I have nothing else to say. My words stand as they are on the paper." Not good enough for the Democrats. We want him to come back because we want to showboat. We want to get some TV time. And we want to extend the story and the narrative that Trump is guilty of something. And they immediately started attacking a letter that had been sent to Mueller telling him to keep your testimony to the House lawmakers within the boundaries of the public version of your Russian probe report. And immediately, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said that was incredibly arrogant for the Justice Department to do that. They're trying to tell him what to say. Well, the Attorney General, Bill Barr, said, actually, it was a member of Mueller's team who asked us to send a letter giving him some guidance. Hear this, Russia confirming. It did carry out its first ever joint air patrol with China. And this frightened South Korea enough to scramble some fighter jets. Four bombers supported by fighter jets patrolled a pre-planned route over what they say were neutral waters in the Sea of Japan and the East China Sea. South Korea claimed that a couple of them entered the South's air defense identification zone with a couple of Chinese bombers off its east coast. South Korean fighter jets, including F-16, scrambled to the area, fired 10 flares, 80 rounds as warning shots. The Russian reconnaissance aircraft left, but 4 minutes later came back, according to South Korea. And they said our fighter jets fired another 10 flares, 280 rounds from machine guns as warning shots. No one hurt, no escalation. But that's how close it's going at this point. In the meantime, the U.S. is now thinking, you know, we might have not just shot down one Iranian drone the other day. We might have actually downed two. We told you previously about a drone approaching the USS Boxer in the Strait of Hormuz. It continued to come and continued to come, and we tried to send messages, stand down, turn away, and it didn't. So then we lit it up. Now, I thought originally we shot it out of the sky, but now I understand we're using the new marine device that basically interrupts the communications with the drone from its command, and it just went down. They saw one go down. The other one just disappeared from radar, and it's believed destroyed. Today, President Trump said anybody that thinks we didn't destroy a drone, he said, there's a lot of proof. It's called, take a look at it on the ocean floor. Take your scuba gear and go down there. The St. Louis area has been concerned and anxious about what the story might be involving a Lindbergh High School student. Now 21, attending the University of Mississippi. She disappeared. Alexandria Alley Castile. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I've not heard it stated. I'm certainly trying to do it correctly for her. She was found near a lake, 20 miles from the Ole Miss campus. They say that she had been shot multiple times. A 22-year-old fellow classmate is now in custody. There's a Utah couple that, for whatever reason, they decided to make a trip from one part of Mexico to another in the dead of night And it was the dead of night. 3:30 in the morning. They were driving from Acapulco to a beach resort. The two of them and their son. They came up on one of these traffic stops and they rushed through it. They didn't stop. I've seen those before. You don't know if it's true police or if it's true police, or they're going to shoot you anyway. But they did get chased down and they stopped the car. And they were ordered out of the car, and the father and mother were executed, shot in the head in front of their son. And then the guns fired into the car. The boy survived. He's known as Mad Max. 14 bouts. 14. This Russian boxer, he was tough, had never lost a match. And Friday night, he's competing at a world title elimination fight in Maryland and took some hard hits. He had to be placed into a medically induced coma. And they could not save him. Dead after suffering his brain injuries in the first loss he ever had as a boxer.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers had opened a facility in Washington, D.C., but soon toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick, sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This is Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
They call him the British Donald Trump. Blonde hair all kind of scattered around. Boris Johnson. And they may call him the British Donald Trump for other reasons as well. We're going to see how he handles the leadership of the UK. He will be, tomorrow, sworn in to become the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. Venezuela, blaming us for what's happening in that country. See, they had 16 states in Venezuela lose power. And they said it was really bad, causing a gridlock in the capital, Caracas, a massive deadlock air traffic as lights lost power and the country's public services were all shut down. And they blamed the U.S., saying that we carried out an electromagnetic attack. Could it be that everything's just kind of shoddy right now? Could it be that because your people are starving and have no transportation or gas to get to their work that you couldn't have people on hand? Could it be that you just didn't pay the light bill? Dateline Eastern Idaho. A fire, a fast-moving brush fire, prompting an evacuation of non-essential employees from the state's nuclear research facilities. They say it was started by a lightning strike, and then it moved quickly across the Idaho National Lab area. I've personally covered some brush fires, and when they start, if they get any kind of wind, they are accelerating like they're fueled by gasoline. Ford F-150 pickup. And Ford 150 pickup, electric, recently towed more than 1 million pounds of rail cars, 1,000 feet, is a demonstration to show how the company can enter the electric pickup market. Already, Elon Musk has claimed that Tesla plans to introduce a pickup, but hasn't produced a design yet. But Ford's moving forward. And in fact, Ford is also hiring hundreds of American workers at one of its Chicago, Illinois-based plants. They're going to be hiring back about 450 While GM is in the process of laying off, these workers being hired back will help manufacture police vehicles. Hey, it's summertime. Maybe you want to go somewhere, and of course, maybe you're going to be flying. And flying, well, it's not the fun time adventure it used to be, but it can still be an adventure. Here are three examples of how it can be an adventure. There was a woman with her family getting ready to get on a flight, and they told her, "You had to get off. You can't wear that. You're underdressed. That bodysuit is kind of low cut. We're not going to let you on." Now, keep in mind, this is a Spanish airline. I thought they would not care either. And it's a Spanish low-cost airline. And some of the other passengers said, we'll give her something to cover up with. And they were said, "Keep your clothing. We're not going to let her on." And they sent her back to the terminal in her low-cut bodysuit. That's one story of adventure in the airs. Now, another one involving a flight at Dallas Airport. An American Airlines flight scheduled to go to L.A. out of Dallas. One man didn't like his seat, so he moved up and sat down in the row right behind first class in the window seat. Well, a passenger had booked that seat, showed up, said, "I'm sorry, that's my seat." The guy said, "I'm not moving." "But I paid extra for that seat. That's my I'm not moving." Flight attendants came. "I'm not moving." Another passenger began to film the incident. And at one point, the passenger screaming out, the disruptive one saying, "Don't force me. Don't violate my freedom. That's my seat. You don't like it? Switch it." Well, what they ended up doing is all the other passengers had to get off the plane, everybody off, except him. Then police came on and got him. Yep, handcuffed into a wheelchair and rolled him out. "Try this seat for a while." And then you've got this story. One more adventure in the air for the summer travel. An American Airlines flight again, this one waiting to depart from Miami International. And some kind of argument breaks out between a woman and a man. And it continues to escalate and escalate and escalate. And the woman grabs her laptop and starts beating the man over the head with the laptop. Turns out that was her husband. There may be a full explanation there.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Here's what we have coming up over the next 2 hours. We are going to focus on FGM, female genital mutilation, as practiced in some religions, and the effects it has on the young girls then and later as they try to bear children. We're also going to tell you about the priest who sinned. We all do. And then in South Carolina, how the name of the Lord is wiped from a memorial because someone got offended. Speaking of being offended, the texter that says, "Fire Larry Connors," has sent me another text saying, "I'll just contact the program manager tomorrow. We don't need someone showing disrespect to out-of-luck people." I don't show disrespect to people out of luck. I encourage them. I lift them up. If you're talking about the folks in San Francisco, the homeless, I'm not happy they're there. The Democrats running that city shouldn't be happy. They should be doing something to help them. But all they can think of is tax and tax and tax, and they're not accomplishing anything other than also inviting illegals to come in and stay illegally as a sanctuary city, which would put more people into the streets. Yeah, you can't deal with some people. And then you've got the political correctness issue, which is constantly surrounding us. And it's happened to former Miss Michigan Kathy Zhu, Z-H-U. She's stripped of her 2019 title, and she says the toxic culture is to blame for the ousting. Stripped of her crown last Friday, once the Miss World America organization was made aware of some of her tweets, She's a 20-year-old political science student. And she'd been going public with emails and texts that she got from officials with Miss World America, talking about the negative and positive responses she got. And she said when conservative media first took the story, there were a lot of positive comments. But ever since the liberal media took over, they basically smeared my name. There's been negative backlash. Well, what started all of this? The beauty queen was showing up somewhere wearing a MAGA hat. And she said that triggered them, that set them off. Oh, and she's also president of the College Republicans at the University of Michigan. But she insists her nationality and the fact that she's a minority, functioning as a battery energizing liberals who are upset with her conservative political views. In other words, if she'd just do what they tell her, she's, quote, a woman of color like the squad is. And if she would just function as a liberal, they would love her and endorse her and praise her. But she wants to think for herself and even serve as the president of the College Republicans at your university. They have no use for someone like that. You don't think their way? We'll get rid of you. You remember that flack over ESPN with Jemele Hill? I'm going to come back to her in a moment. Well, since that time, ESPN finally began to realize, you know, this idea of doing all this politics on our network is hurting us. It is. And in fact, last Friday, some of the ESPN bosses had to remind some on-air talent, you do not do stories that are considered pure politics. What started? Dan Le Batard, I guess is his name, slammed President Trump and his, quote, own cowardly network for not allowing employees to speak out. His parents are exiles from Cuba. And he said he was deeply offensive because the crowd at that rally chanting send her back, he said that hurt me and my parents. If you're such a great ESPN announcer and you understand things, you should be able to understand exactly what happened. When the crowd was chanting, send her back, some of them were just kind of laughing. And they to them, it was a joke. You don't see it's funny? I understand. But I've also pointed out she's not going to go back anywhere because she is a U.S. citizen. Congresswoman Omar was a Somali resident. Her family left Somalia, came here as refugees to this great country. And now a few years later, she wants to spit in our face. What the president should have said and what I still say to anyone, regardless of your color, your religion, your race, your gender, your transgender, if you don't love this country, then get the hell out. Does that mean, oh, we can't have dissent? We can't disagree? No, you can disagree. That's fine. You fight for things and you want to make things you think different? Fine. But when you show that you hate this country and you don't care about it and you're trying to destroy it from the inside out, get out. But here came Le Batard and his ESPN radio show. He said, this felt un-American what happened last night. It's not the America my parents aimed to get us for exiles, for brown people. It had nothing to do with the woman's color. And again, they're playing the race card. And here he comes doing the same thing. Playing the race card. ESPN is not commenting additional on it. They just said we made it clear we don't want our folks dealing in any politics. And it goes back to Jemele Hill, former ESPN star, who is attacking Trump, calling him a white supremacist on Twitter. Well, she left ESPN last month. I'm sorry, a year ago. Year ago, October, after the New York Post reported she had a $2.5 million contract finalized. And she's now joining The Atlantic as a staff writer. And again, she's saying, I'm looking forward to creating comment about women of color. Why don't you just lift women up? In other words, if they're not a woman of color, you don't want to lift them up. And if they happen to be Republican, as the former Miss Michigan was, you don't want to help her. She qualifies as a woman of color. if we're really going to get rid of racism in this country, we have to recognize that we are here all by the grace of God, regardless of your religion, and your color does not make you superior nor inferior. What you do defines you. And I see what some of these folks are doing, and it certainly defines them. And then we come to the mutilation of children endorsed by a religion that is trying to enslave women. Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
There was an article in The Guardian from Britain in 2010 telling the story of a 12-year-old. Jamelia said she was excited about the prospect of a plane journey and a long summer holiday in the sun. Had her suitcase filled with books. Harry Potter was one of them. And her mother came to her and said, "You know what it's going to be today." And she said, "I knew what it was, but then again, I didn't. I went in the living room, and there were loads of women," as she described them. "I later found out it was to hold me down. They bring lots of women to hold the girl down. I thought I was going to be brave, so I didn't really need that. I just lay down, and I remember looking at the ceiling, staring at the fan. I don't remember screaming. I remember the ridiculous amount of pain. I remember the blood everywhere. One of the maids, I actually saw her pick up the bit of flesh they cut away, because she was mopping up blood, and blood was everywhere." That 12-year-old was circumcised. 500 to 2,000 British schoolgirls over that summer holiday in 2010 were estimated to be circumcised, some taken abroad, some cut, circumcised, and then sewn closed so they could prove to their husband that they had not had intercourse prior to that time. All of this is coming in part from the Muslim religion. And this rite of passage, they say, predates both the Quran and the Bible and possibly even Judaism, appearing in the second century. Female genital mutilation is a ritual cutting or removing of some or all of the external female genitalia. It is prominent in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, generally within Muslim communities, but not all. Typically carried out by a blade, conducted from days after birth to puberty and beyond. Boys are circumcised, generally, but it's not anything like this. This includes a specific removal of parts of the body. And a small hole, as they sew it back up, will be left for the passage of urine and menstrual fluid. And then otherwise sewed closed, only to be open for intercourse and childbirth at the proper time. This is pretty heavy stuff, isn't it? Ilhan Omar, Congresswoman Omar, was at a gathering the other day, and she's from Somalia, as we said originally. And a member of the audience, a Muslim, asked Omar to condemn female genital mutilation and asked her, "Do you condemn it? Would you condemn it?" And Omar's response is, "That question's appalling." She said, "I'm disgusted by that question." She said, "I'm disgusted Muslim politicians had to answer questions others don't have to." Well, that's because you're Muslim. That question is directed at Muslims, and it came from, as I said, another Muslim. The woman in the audience representing Muslims for Progressive Values,
They're totally against this female genital mutilation of these children. But Congresswoman Omar would not condemn it. She danced around and finally admitted that, yeah, it's abhorrent. But it was not easy to get that out of her. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that this year, just in the United States, more than 500,000, half a million women and girls are at a risk to female genital mutilation, or they've already been subjected to it. So we can say it's prevalent in the Muslim practicing communities, like in Somalia, where Omar grew up, but it's also prevalent in this country, particularly in gatherings of Muslims within various communities, like in Minnesota. And in fact, in Minnesota, it's estimated that 95% of the girls are exposed to this. It's considered to be a part of the religion, and the girls should like it. And yet the women performing it, they know how severe it is and how crippling it is to the woman, the young girl, I should say, then and into the future. There have been international efforts since the 70s trying to persuade the practitioners to cease and desist. In 2010, the United Nations called upon all healthcare providers to stop performing the procedure. And there are some that have a concern at what it does to the young girls as they go forward. One doctor states that the effects of FGM on women and babies during childbirth can be dramatic. Birth outcomes. They looked at 28,000 women. In 28 obstetric centers in 6 different countries. And the study found that the women who had FGM significantly more likely to experience difficulties during childbirth, and their babies are more likely to die as a result of that practice. Complications include the need often to have a cesarean, and dangerous heavy bleeding after the birth of the baby, prolonged hospitalization. The World Health Organization says that this is a common practice in a number of countries around the world. More than 100 million women and children, I should say women and girls, are estimated to have had this procedure. And in the study, it's estimated that an additional 1 or 2 babies die per 100 deliveries because the mother had been mutilated at an earlier age. The practice, in part rooted in gender inequality, trying to control a woman's sexuality, promote purity, modesty, and the women see it as a source of honor and fear that if they don't have their daughters or granddaughters cut, then the girls might be exposed to social exclusion. And there are numerous health effects other than having a baby. Recurrent infections, difficulty urinating, menstrual flow, chronic pain, cyst, inability to get pregnant, fatal bleeding, and in fact, there are no known health benefits. But I guess what gets me in the midst of all of this, I mean, it's the tragic event that happens to these girls that suddenly their mother and other women are holding them down and doing this to them. And then In turn, they will end up doing it to one of their daughters, or all of their daughters, if they have a daughter that survives, and if they survive. When you look at the casualty rates and the very fact that it does nothing to improve or help any health, and the reason being, in some part, just to make a woman more subservient, because if she doesn't have it, she might be lusting. She might want sex, but the most women who've had this said they just endure it. They don't like it. They don't like it one bit. So they just endure it. It changes their whole psyche. And yes, maybe they are chaste until they are married, and then they are unsown so they could have intercourse and then have a child. But for Congresswoman Omar from Somalia, not to denounce it. And, of course, there was a question that was not asked of her. And I guess even the woman representing Muslims for Progressive Values dare not or chose not, thinking this would be too private, and not to do it in that fashion, in an audience with everyone listening, to ask Congresswoman Omar, have you suffered female genital mutilation? She just simply asked, will you condemn it? And Omar's first response was, I'm disgusted you would ask such a question. We'll take a break. When we come back, the priest who sinned and the South Carolina memorial for police officers has the word Lord wiped away because someone got offended.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
The IRS is clearly our most powerful government agency. If the IRS decides you've done something wrong, you're suddenly facing serious issues. I know that can be traumatic, and I found out trying to deal with the IRS on my own was a big mistake. So I called the Lance Drury Law Firm. The American Society of Tax Problem Solvers rates Lance Drury at the top. That's because Lance Drury has decades of experience. He knows how to deal with the volumes of regulations and red tape. Lance Drury quickly laid out a plan for me that would satisfy the IRS and save me money. And don't go into the IRS lion's den without Lance Drury by your side. Say you heard about Lance Drury on Larry Connors USA and get a free consultation. Lance Drury Law Firm, 314-238-7360. 314-238-7360. Call the Lance Drury Law Firm and sleep better at night.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I was talking previously about Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, and as I said, she has been one of those spearheading a boycott of Israel to get this nation to boycott Israel. And, of course, she is the one and made remarks about we're selling ourselves out to Jews, follow the money. This boycott, called the Pro-Palestinian Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions, BDS, the efforts to target U.S. companies that do business with Israel. That has been done in this nation against Germany when it was controlled by Hitler, so primarily the Nazis, and against the Soviet Union when it was communism at its worst, as if it's gotten that much better in some cases. But I'm glad to tell you that tonight the House, on a bipartisan resolution, just minutes ago, voted against an international effort to boycott Israel. But Congresswoman Omar, Democrat in Minnesota, Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez were among the 16 Democrats voting for the boycott. Actually, the resolution read the other way, so they were voting no to the resolution. Congressman Massey, Republican of Texas, joined them, which I don't know how to explain that. And Congressman Justin Amash, who used to be a Republican, was one of five lawmakers voting present. So the resolution to not issue a boycott against Israel, 398 to 17. Good. A California priest was in a car wreck. And, of course, the police came rushing out and realizing, man, we got to help this priest and everything. And they're getting him into the ambulance and saying, is there anything in your car you're going to need? And supposedly said, well, there's some bags in the car filled with cash, but it's part of my salary. Will you get that? I said, sure. So they get it. And they take it to him. They start investigating and realize that you got something like $18,000 in cash here. And then they found some additional security bags at one of the parish collection locations. And they visited his parish, found 10 to 12 more bags, an envelope in his desk drawer with more than $10,000 cash. And they say some of those bags, dated, show systematic theft from the parish from September 2018 through June 2019. What was he doing with it? If he's taking all this money in, how was he spending it? Where was he going with it? Was he spending any of it? So a car accident suddenly uncovering that he had been stealing from the parish for a year or more. They say the full extent of the theft is not known, may never be known. But what they have found of the cash in the car, the office, the house, just under $100,000. Yeah, he's facing charges. South Carolina, there's a city, Tagakay. The police department put up a memorial. Now, the memorial was donated by a civic group. The memorial is to honor fallen police officers. Similar to other memorials around the country, including D.C. And this memorial was placed where one could see it. On the front, the memorial has a scripture reference in Matthew 5:9 from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. On the back of the stone, a prayer. Lord, I ask for courage, courage to face and conquer my own fears, courage to take me where others will not go. Give me, Lord, concern for others who trust me and compassion for those who need me. And please, Lord, through it all, be at my side. Again, this is on a memorial for fallen officers. And that prayer itself, stop and think about it. If you are a law enforcement officer, it rings so true to you, does it not? And those who are not law enforcement officers but have spouses or friends, it probably hits a nerve with you. But to the rest of everyone, do you understand? Just because you had that badge, you may not be as courageous as you need to be sometimes. And it is true that you're going to need that courage sometime to help you conquer your own fears and to go where others will not go. I mean, if somebody's opening fire, shooting like crazy, you arrive. It's your job. It's your duty. It's your mission. You're sworn to do what you can to serve and protect. Much like a firefighter, when everyone's rushing out of the building on fire, the firefighter is rushing in to see if anyone else might be inside. First responders like police and firemen, and I would include EMTs in that and rescue squads of all type. I mean, they go into some situations that are dangerous on a variety of levels. Maybe gasoline all over the highway, and they got to try to get someone out before suddenly there's an explosion. Now, the movies are very good about depicting that and the suspense and everything else. But when it comes to real life, it also means real death if things go wrong. So this marker simply saying, Lord, I ask for courage. Courage to face and conquer my own fears. Courage to take me where others will not go. And then there's this part, which is critical, especially among law enforcement. To have concern for those who trust me. Compassion for those who need me. I don't remember how many different times that I addressed a graduating police academy. But one of the things I always tried to impress on these young cadets is that, yes, you are there to protect, but you're also to serve. Many of them hopefully will never be in a gun battle. Many of them hopefully will never even have to pull their pistol, much less fire it. But they'll be needed to pull someone from an overturned car, to go into a house and rescue a baby that's been abandoned, that they will be needed to serve whatever the mission and need would be. If they're going onto the force just to become someone with a gun on their hip and a badge, wrong reason. If they're taking that oath and committing to that as a profession to help their community, to serve in their community, where some don't want to, then that's the difference. So these words upon this memorial, the residents around suddenly realize the memorial's been vandalized, but it was not vandalized. There were some complaining about the word, the Lord. Lord, L-O-R-D. They didn't like it. The city attorney probably didn't like his ruling, but going by that, he said it doesn't have any historical significance, so it should be censored. Why? Well, because that's what we do now. Someone can complain, and they get their way, and the rest of us don't get our way. So it was not vandalized, but the city officials ordered three references to the Lord covered up. They can still be faintly seen, which is good. The city manager said, there's just as many people upset now that it got removed as people upset it was there in the first place. There's no win here. That's true. And it's a bigger loss to take it off than to keep it on. But activist groups were trying to force Americans to conceal their faith to their homes and their churches. And this one response said, that's not the law of the land. The law of the land is to practice our religion freely. That's what we were founded on. Not to erase the name and the voice of God in the public square. And I tell you again, reference this memorial. On this memorial. To go in and take those words, the Lord, and strike them. There will be a day of reckoning.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.